Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Pastor Kurt from Hillcrest Evangelical Free in Seward, Nebraska. All this week, we are focusing on preparing our hearts for Christmas. From Galatians 4:4, but when the time has fully come, God sent his son. Yesterday, Pastor Kurt, we talked about the right time, but today, share with us the right place.
We all know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, this little bitty town about 7 miles from Jerusalem, the bustling capital of that time. But Jesus came from Bethlehem, but it's a little bit more complicated than that, in that the scriptures predicted three different aspects of the coming of the Messiah that seemed to be in contradiction with each other. The Messiah was to come from Galilee of the Gentiles, it says in Isaiah. And then in Micah, it says he's to come from Bethlehem. And then another text says he's to come out of Egypt. So which is it? And then we see that through no control of Joseph or Mary or any of the participants in it, in fact, it was through the work of two very bad and wicked men, Caesar Augustus and King Herod, that Joseph's family was ordered by government to go from Galilee, their home, to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem, so that he could be taxed for a purpose that fit the government. And then because the wise men came through Jerusalem to find this king of the Jews, and asked Herod where they could find him, Herod, this neurotic king, decided he couldn't stand the potential new rival, and so he had all the baby boys killed. And so Joseph and his family fled to Egypt. So all three of these predictions had taken place by order of pagan kings.
What's so amazing is the redemptive story here. Yesterday you shared about the right time, today the right place. Tomorrow you're going to talk about Jesus came from the right people. It's all to demonstrate his love for us, isn't it, Pastor Kurt?
That's certainly true. And to let us know that it was by plan. It wasn't an accident.